Senator Mark Wayne Mullen is one step closer to becoming the U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security, and the governor wants an analysis of public school spending. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Monday, March 23rd. I'm Nick Daniels. Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen is a step closer to becoming Secretary of Homeland Security. Mullen cleared a procedural vote Sunday as two Democrats joined Republicans to advance his nomination 54-37. He could get final approval as soon as today. Over the weekend, the D.C.-based news outlet Notice reported Governor Kevin Stitt is likely to select Tulsa Oil and Gas Executive Alan Armstrong to fill out the rest of Mullen's term. Armstrong, who is the president and CEO of the energy company Williams, would be required by state law to sign an affidavit that he would not seek re-election this year. Congressman Kevin Hearn has emerged as an early favorite to claim Mullen's seat in the November election, already receiving an endorsement from President Donald Trump. An Oklahoma County commissioner is resigning after sexual misconduct allegations. The Oklahoma newspaper reports Commissioner Miles Davidson is leaving office 9 days after a judge issued a protective order against him following accusations from a Norman woman. In her testimony, she said Davidson grabbed her inappropriately, exposed himself, and rolled on top of her in a hotel room. Attorney General Gentner Drummond has refused to file charges against Davidson, citing insufficient evidence. Governor Kevin Stitt wants a comprehensive analysis of public school spending around the state. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports on the executive order Stitt signed Friday.
The Secretary of Education and the Office of Educational Quality and Accountability are directed to create an Oklahoma Public Schools revenue report. In it will be analyses of revenue sources allocated to public education, expenditures by categories like instruction and administration, per pupil spending from all funding sources, and spending per in-person instructional days. It will evaluate, quote, spending efficiency across districts. The order comes after a recent state audit of former Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister's administration found no misuse of funds, but State Auditor Cindy Byrd called for a better system to detect fraud at Oklahoma schools. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
A public records request by a citizen journalist posted on social media has revealed that Oklahoma City lacks transparency rules for automatic license plate readers. Abigail Sikowski has details.
Automatic license plate readers use artificial intelligence to scan driver's tags on the roads. Jarrett Freeman, an IT business owner, requested a trove of records from OKC and its police department about policies related to flock safety, the company the city has a contract with. The documents state that the police department doesn't have discipline guidelines for officers who misuse flock data or publish reports on internal use of the software.
We need oversight into who can access the system and under what circumstances are they allowed to just go perusing.
Freeman has created a website, deflockokc.com, where the public can view the documents and learn more about the city's flock usage. I'm Abigail Sikowski.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.